Damn, that moment when you just keep re-recording your intro because you think it's boring as crap, but you know what? I also just need an excuse to put Suavemente in the middle of this, so let's go ahead and run that before we run our intro.
Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suavemente, bésame, que quiero sentir tus labios besándome otra vez. Suave, bésame, bésame, suave.
That was high key, low key, high key of the highest of keys. So freaking fun. I am off the Alani new energy drink, so that's why I'm hype. But I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to the calmer Brianna, who was actually pissed off because she had to keep re-recording the intro because her mic wasn't plugged in. And then it just was boring. And then, you know, there was so much happening. My poor baby girl was trying her hardest, but here she is. Point being, in this episode of Keeping Up with the Wannabe Influencer, I'm going to take you on a journey, starting with me at 1 a.m. ranting about being single, because being single is fun until it's not fun anymore. So here's kind of how that went. So honestly, it's about to be 1 a.m., like it's 12:55 a.m., and I can't sleep. I did sleep for, I think it was 12 hours. It might have been even been 13 hours last night as I took a Benadryl and I could not wake up. So I just like completely slept it off. And like that Benadryl had me out. But basically, I love when I feel down in the depths, you know, and I feel like my social media career is going nowhere. I personally take influence from my influence from my favorite influencers, and right now I'm being the crackhead energy of my fam. I love spontaneity, and so you know what, we're gonna talk about it. Yes, I'm currently watching her video since I couldn't sleep. I just kind of gave up, but she's just talking about like, oops, spending Valentine's Day alone, life alone in New York, and blah blah blah. And I'm like, you know what, being alone is truly fun. It's where I thrive. I really do like sitting with my thoughts, but babe, sometimes it gets boring, you know. And like, she was even talking about the cringy shit of being like, oh, I love being alone. I love being single. But like sometimes, you know, it really is true. Like, love being alone, love being single. I'm single by choice. Not my choice, but by choice. And I'm just like, honestly, relate. Did I have fun this Valentine's Day? Yes. Would I have also preferred that I was with the boo? Also, yes. Is it that big of a deal? No. Are we going to keep talking about it until I have a boo? Yes, because I'm like, maybe if I talk about it enough on my podcast, one will magically appear. Like, what if the love of my life is literally listening to this podcast and is like, wow, I'm going to marry that girl. And you should. You should. This is my resume for a boo. Okay, listen, I love tall people. Must be taller than me. Like, I just prefer the tall people. Must like tattoos or must be tatted. Love tattoos. Love tattoos on other people. Love tattoos on me. Tattoos can take you from a 2 to a 10 in my eyes. I want tattoos and I'm eating popcorn right now. What else? Okay, like I don't want to say this on the internet because like, it could hurt somebody's feelings. Yeah, we're not gonna say it. Like, just know. The fact that it could hurt someone, just know. What else? I don't know, y'all. There hasn't been much. There was something else I was gonna say. I have to wake up early to finish a reading test before class. And here I am at 1 a.m. watching my fam. Also, I want to be spontaneous. Like, if I had the funds and the time, I would so book a round trip ticket to Miami. Leaving in the next few hours, honestly. I just want to leave. I want to get out. I want to do spontaneous shit like that. Seems like fun. And I've never been to Miami. I've always wanted to go. You know? Putting that out there, manifesting it. Anyway, I'm going to go back to this. I just wanted to share some thoughts. I guess we're back to the podcast vlogs. They're kind of fun. Gotta love influencers and my fam. If by any chance in the world you happen to be listening to this podcast, hi, I love you. Big fan. Been watching for years. And you inspired me to record this audio clip. All right, now I'm gonna go back to watching your video. Now, right after this wannabe influencer was like, wow, being single truly sucks, but also it's not that bad. But right now, I wouldn't mind a few cuddles, a few little kisses. I just wish I could speak English. It's gonna happen one day. One day I'm gonna learn how to speak English and y'all are all gonna be so proud of me. You're gonna be like, oh my God, Brianna, look at you. And I'll be like, yeah, girl, I did it. I did that. I also want bouquet of flowers delivered to my doorstep. Right after I wiped my tears, I didn't actually cry. Right after I wiped my metaphorical tears, I came to an amazing idea. And then I got sad all over again because I realized that I couldn't be paid for this idea. But this product so badly needs to be in the world. And if it already exists, can someone direct me to the link? Because babes, when I tell you I need this in my life, I'ma just let little Miss Entrepreneur Brianna take this one away. Brianna, to you, I'm sorry to tell you, my baby, but you're not going to get paid for every idea you have. Sadly, that's not the way the world works. But two, oh my fucking God. Can someone make booty bands for thicker girls? Girls with thicker thighs. And not even just girls, but people with thicker thighs? I'm sorry. Like, these little stringy things like curl up and roll up like the second I put them around my thighs. Can we get some thicker bands that are made for some actual thick ass thighs? XOXO, a thick girl who actually likes the gym. Wait, nope, that's mean. XOXO, a thick girl that loves the gym. P. Fletcher, P. Sydney, 2244. No, seriously though, it's getting annoying, so please. Thicker booty bands. That'll be great. Okay, thanks. Bye. Now, right after I finished telling the best idea in the freaking world, it's gonna be so funny if there's like a whole company dedicated to that, because like, come on, us thicker thighed people, we need bigger booty bands. I'm sorry, that little strap ain't doing nothing for nobody. I'm just like, bruh, the second I put it on, it just like rolls and folds over itself. And then it kind of hurts. And then I really feel like I'm not really working out. I'm like, I need a thicker band. Okay. I need a thick piece of band to just really hold my thighs. So I can do my little booty workouts, my little leg workouts, my cute little leg lifts, fire hydrants with a little resistance. That's all I need in life. That's truly all I need. No, it's not. I need $1 million in my bank account. I need someone who's going to love me unconditionally. I need 3 dogs, 4 chickens, and 10 cats. Scratch that. How about 3 dogs? 3 cats, 4 dogs, and 10 chickens. That sounds a lot better. I also need stability. I need a therapist. I need so much. I need so much. Anyways, this wannabe influencer ended these little podcast vlogs. Not truly ended, but like it's the only clips that I got, which is embarrassing. Ew, let's try that again. Which is embarrassing. It's embarrassing, babes. It's embarrassing. She ended these clips off living her wannabe influencer Miss Remy Ashton lifestyle dreams, because all Miss Remy Ashton ever does is talk about Alani Nu. She sells off her cute little PR Alani Nu packages, and Alani, Miss Whitney Simmons, I just need you to know you have a stan right here who just, she just wants to support your brand. She just wants to see the PR. She wants to be an ambassador. She wants to scream for the rooftops about Alani Nu. That's all I want. That's all I want. Hey, because I truly love Alani Nu. And so
Of course, I had to do an Alani New review because I saw Miss Remy Ashton reviewed this and she didn't like it, but I knew I would be the person to review it because, well, what she described the flavors as is actually my favorite kind of flavors. So let's go ahead and run that back.
So I just turned off my car in this hot ass Texas sun just to have my little Miss Remy Ashton moment. Hold on, let me sanitize my hands and wipe the top of this drink. So basically, Addison Rae collabed with Alani New, and I saw Miss Remy Ashton tried it. Miss Remy Ashton is always trying new Alani New products, and like, I love watching it, and then it makes me go out and try it myself. So we're gonna see how this tastes. Okay. Because I'm also about to take Suja. Ooh, I almost shook up the Alani New. That's not the one I needed to shake up. A Suja vitamin D and zinc shot. So right after I take this, I'm gonna wash it down with the Alani New drink because turmeric and wait, where's the ingredients? It just says vitamin D and zinc shot. I'm pretty sure there's turmeric in here because it's really, really orange. Pure water, organic apple juice, raspberry puree, ginger juice, turmeric juice, lemon juice, and ground black pepper. That's what I thought. That's what the ingredients were, and they all said organic. By the way, if you do your research, organic doesn't mean what you think it means. It is the slightest difference from regular. Ooh, I just licked the cap, and that's actually really good. There's not a lot of turmeric in it. Ooh, it mainly smells like ginger. Okay, hold on. That was actually really good. Yep, that was really good. I need vitamin D because I have a vitamin D deficiency, and I actually have a prescription for it, but I don't pick it up anymore. All right, now let's try this Addison Rae Berry Pop Alani New drink. Oh, that's so good. Okay, so she did say like, oh, if you don't like vanilla flavorings in your drinks, then you won't like it because she doesn't. But I love that kind of stuff. I love a good like vanilla Coke, vanilla Dr. Pepper. I actually don't drink soda because I don't like the carbonation, which actually is the reason why I really don't like energy drinks like that. And I prefer to just do scoops of pre-workout. Or Celsius has a non-carbonated line, and I prefer that. But I had to try this because she said it had that vanilla flavoring in it. Oh yeah, this is good. This is really good. Highly recommend the Alani New Berry Pop. It is so good. Addison, mama, you did that. You sure did that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if you don't like vanilla flavorings in drinks, you're not going to like it. But I am very much like a cream soda type of girl. I love vanilla flavorings and anything. Like, I don't know. I've realized, like, I always like drinks that, like, come close to what I think a milky drink will taste like or a milky drink. So my favorite alcohols are like White Russians, Baileys. Those are lovely. An eggnog, a spiked eggnog, cream soda, and orange soda are the two sodas that I can just down. But again, I don't get them that often because of the carbonation. But I also like them because they're not heavy carbonation like Coke and Dr. Pepper and Sprite. That is too much carbonation for me, and it makes me just, ew, it just makes my body burn. I do not like it. I don't like the feeling in my throat. But Alani New, this specific Alani New drink, well, not just this specific one, I'm pretty sure all of them, they're not like heavy carbonated, which is why I actually like Alani New, because it's not, hold on. Yeah, it's like little to no carbonation, which is why I kind of like them. But yep, that was my cute little review. I had to do that review. I wanted my Miss Remy Ashton moment. Hi, love. If for some reason you find my podcast, I love you. Please bring me on to Pretty Basic with Alicia Marie. Y'all are great. I adore y'all. And y'all are actually the first podcast that I ever listened to. Y'all are the reason why I know what a podcast is and have my own. Ew. Y'all are the reason why I know what a podcast is and have my own podcast. And now this family just pulled up. The dad's taking his son out. And I'm literally in my car off, talking about Alani New. This is so embarrassing. But you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. It's all for the gram. Love the gram. Let's go. My watch is going off. But yeah, that was all.
Real hot girl shit.
And that's just the way it is. things will never be the same. But that's just how life has been lifing. And I really wish I got more clips for you, but life has truly been boring. Like, I was supposed to go to an anime, sea anemone. Listen, I call this man anime for so many years. And then when I got tickets with my cousin and I was like, I can't wait to go see anime. He was like, who? I was like, anime? He was like, babes, what? And I was like, anime? And he was like, amine? And I was like, anime? And he was like, amine. So now I have a running battle between me and all my friends because I've been mispronouncing this man's name. And truly, I don't even think amine, I don't even think I'm saying that right. Honestly, he's anime in my eyes. See, anemone, cinnamon, P. Sydney, 24360. What is that address? Ugh, I wish I had that address memorized at the top of my head. But I don't. And so the other things that have been happening in my life is I bought myself a bouquet of flowers and I stuck them in an empty Tito's handle because I didn't have a flower vase. And so now there's a Tito's handle holding a bouquet of flowers, and it's truly beautiful. I think it truly describes my life, and honestly, it's iconic. It's Tito's handmade vodka, but like with flowers, you know, because reduce, reuse, and recycle. We have to try to be green people. What else, bro? Oh my gosh, I tried this amazing, damn, I really wish I still had the packaging, but I tried this amazing like protein shake. I got it at HEB. I think the brand is like, does it start with a K? I think it's Koa. I really don't remember. But it was a cinnamon horchata protein shake that like you can just find in like the healthy juice section. Bro, when I tell you it was bussin'. Like if someone was like, is it bussin', Janelle? I would have been like, babes, I ain't Janelle, but it's bussin'. It's bussin' down. It's bussin' down. Bussin' down like Tatiana. Listen, it was great. It was truly wonderful. I chugged it so hard. Also, I am putting myself through a player boot camp because I wouldn't necessarily say that I'm letting men walk all over me like a doormat, but I've been letting men walk I wouldn't necessarily say that I've been letting men walk all over me like a doormat, but I've low-key, high-key been letting men walk all over me like a doormat. And I know all of my friends are listening to this, clapping their hands, stomping their feet, shaking their head, saying, hallelujah, she's finally recognized. And yes, babes, real recognizes real. I realize that, like, I don't know what has happened over the past few years, but I have dealt with some truly toxic people who, like, made me lower my standards all the way to hell, which in turn has allowed me to accept every single demon that has crawled their way out of hell and into my life. And that's a problem. So we've put ourselves through player boot camp. I have revoked the player title right off of my name tag because I truly used to be a player in the streets. And I don't know what part along the way that this player got lost, but she got lost in the darkness. Now, when I say player, I don't mean, ooh, I'm out here purposely breaking people's hearts because it's fun. No. I mean, I'm giving men a taste of their own medicine. I mean, they are trash. And like, I'm just going to act accordingly. You know, I'm not out here purposely trying to break hearts, but like, don't waste my time and I won't waste yours, you know? So, first lesson in player boot camp was I need to stop ignoring my intuition and I need to act accordingly. And I say that because imagine if I just cut in and left y'all hanging right after I said because, kind of like I'm doing now. The tea, because there's we've heard all about him, we've talked all about him on the podcast, the beautiful UK man, his beautiful thick luscious accent. He's an athlete, he's tall, dark skinned, chocolate with tattoos, everything I want in a man. And well, we already decided, like, things can't go further. We're getting real deep, okay? We're getting real personal. We are oversharing. If you want to be an influencer, you got to be an influencer and overshare. So this wannabe influencer is oversharing. Point being, I was like, he's scrumptious, scrum-dilly-umptious. But like, he leaves Texas in a few months. And so realistically, we were like, this isn't going to be a relationship, but this could be real cute and casual. And so it has been. But I don't know. Every single family member listening to this needs to shut this off right now. We're shutting it off. I'm trying to give the full story. I'm trying to give the full detailed picture because I know there's a girl out there who also needs this help, who needs this advice. And babes, we can do it together. But I can't do that if my nosy family members are being nosy. Skip, skedaddle, badouche, gone. Hasta la vega, hasta la vega. Ciao, bella, ciao. Bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao.
Oh, bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Una mattina mi sono alzato.
Anyways, thanks for leaving, family members. I don't know what kind of post-nut clarity hit this man in the face, but like all of a sudden energy switched up. And I just couldn't put my finger on it. We went from real consistent, funny, a key conversations to like nothing, to like him ghosting. But like he wasn't actually ghosting. If I reached out to him, he responded. And like he had real good excuses, right? Like I wouldn't even call them excuses. He had real reasons as to why he wasn't talking to me. But babes, days. And I gave him the benefit of the doubt. And I let go and I let God. But then a few more days went by before I heard from him again. And I was like, babes, what is happening? Because like, I know he has a good heart. I know he not trying to run game. I know it's not another girl in the picture. Like, you know, you can tell the difference between like, there's another girl in the picture and he's dipping and just like, something else is happening and he's dipping. And I was like, I can't put my finger on it. Until I came across a TikTok account of this man just being like, girls, let me put y'all on game. Let me put y'all on game with the men male manipulation. And I was like, cool. These are all lessons that I know that I like need to tell myself more often. Cause like men are trash. They are truly trash. Listen, these men really ain't sugar honey iced tea. They truly not. And then I finally came across a video that was like, you really think he's going to tell you if he lost feelings for you? And I was like, oop, there it is. Oop, there it is. Oop, there it. Oop, there it. Oop, 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 there it. Okay, anyways, point. I was like, babes, that's truly what it is. Like, yeah, his life is busy, but his life has always been busy. Yeah, he got shit going on, but like he always got shit going on. And so it was just one of those things where it was like, okay, I have to prioritize this so I can't talk to her. Now I also have to why can't I speak English? Why can't I speak it? I know one language and I can't even speak it. That's truly tragic. But it was just like he had to start prioritizing other things to the point where I fell at the bottom of the list. And it was just like, whatever. She's cool. She's chilling. That's not leading to anything. Like, babes, we don't got to take that old town road to go there. Like, I'm going to just focus on this. And whenever it's convenient enough for me to hit her up, I'm going to hit her up. And I was like, ah, damn. Homie got comfortable. So then I blocked him on the spot. I am so sorry if this is how you found out why I have not been reaching out to you. But yeah, babes, you're blocked. he kind of made it easy for me because he deleted all other social media. So I was like, oh, well, all I have to do is block the number. Period. Material girl. So he's blocked. And that's not even because like, ooh, I hate him. But like, you know, to be a player, you also got to know yourself to play the game. You really got to know yourself. And I just know that I'm too freaking nice. And like, I know that there's like nothing that we really like had a falling out. Like, I don't have any reason to be mad at him. He has no reason to be mad at me. Like, I just felt like it was one of those things where like, I didn't want to have a discussion of like, we don't need to be friends. Like, there was nothing to discuss. There was nothing to discuss. And on top of that, it was just kind of like, I know if he starts hitting me up, I'm going to respond just to keep it cordial, just to show that I still respect him. But like, that's not what I need in my life. I don't need someone just like dragging me around, just putting me on the bench when it's convenient for them, you know? So I was like, babes, we gotta dip. We gotta go find someone new. So we've been doing that. Also, new in progress, I remade a Twitter account. You can go follow me. It's in the Linktree show notes. You know, you see it. You see that link that says socials, and then it's like a Linktree link. Yeah. Click on it. You'll see my Twitter. You'll see the Twitter symbol at the top. You can click on it and go follow me on Twitter, because she is back, and she is back to being a menace to society. I love Twitter. Those are my people. And I'm trying to find my way back over to Black Twitter and Black Aggie Twitter, because that is where I live, laugh, love. That is where I, nosotros vivimos, reimos y amamos. And I know I literally just said we live, laughed, and loved, and like that isn't the correct term for what I'm trying to, whatever, who cares? Listen, if you know Spanish, you cringed. If you don't know Spanish, you thought that was impressive. Thanks. So yeah, so now we've moved on to other people, and we are now going down the roster, and well, we're just cutting these people off too, babes. Like, we in player boot camp, lesson number one, learn to walk away. You gotta, let me get these lyrics. I know these lyrics. I listen to this song every day because this was my mom's favorite song. She freaking loved Kenny Rogers. You gotta know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count it when the day is done. I got that lyric so messed up, babes. Do not quote me. That was not the correct lyrics. Like, those lyrics are in the song, but not exactly like that. It's a great song. But babes, you gotta learn to just take a L and walk away. Because like, if you sit there and keep letting these people like drag you around, and honestly, that goes for men and women, because like, women can also like have their player in the street tendencies. And so like, babes, you just gotta walk away. So welcome to player boot camp, babes. We're doing it together because we're all in this together. And we just gotta learn when to walk away. This is lesson number one. So we're learning to walk away because these men have become very stale and stagnant and got way too comfortable in my freaking life. And I don't like it. I truly just don't like it, bruh. I'm like, where are the people that are obsessed with me? Where are the people who can't get enough of me? Because my back hurts from carrying this conversation. Like, I can tell that you're not really that into me, but you're just like kind of bored and want to be able to say you have people to talk to. Problem, I've been single long enough that I actually enjoy being single, and I'm perfectly fine with sitting here just knitting, listening to podcasts, and watching influencer lifestyle influencer vlogs all day. Come on, my fam, Kelly Stamps, Miss Remy Ashton, Alicia Marie, babes. I found this new girl named Ashley Ridge, I think. Like, babes, all these people keep me entertained. I do not need you around for me to feel good about myself. Ah, a ver. Warning, the Spanish from here on out continues to go extremely downhill. Wiki asco, a ver otra vez. Damn, it's a great meme, but only if I knew Spanish, right? If I could actually speak Spanish, it would be lovely. So everyone go follow me on Twitter. That is @_podcastgirly. I had to burp. I really desperately had to burp. So I hope y'all can join the club. Y'all can be added on to my list of followers. And I hope to live, laugh, and love with you guys, because the internet is a beautiful place. It's a beautiful world. Ooh, the butterfly nebula. This is so dumb, but I got new baby oil. Okay, so like, for the winter time, I learned that I have to use like the baby oil gel, because like, regular lotion does not hold in the moisture of my skin enough. Like, that cold winter air just like seeps through it, dries it out, and my skin's back to being dry. So I have to use that baby oil gel, and I just got more today. And so I just feel so nice and moisturized, because she was running low, so she had to ration because she didn't want to go to the store, because I desperately procrastinate to the very last second for every goddamn thing. And so I finally got a new bottle, and I'm like, damn, this is what it feels like to be moisturized. Have I mentioned that I started knitting? That's been truly fun. That has been the light of my life, the light of my world. And trying to learn how to do complicated stitches, currently knitting like the most basic of basic scarves, just because like I'm trying to learn. I've barely started out, but I've really been doing a good job at it. And I'm like kind of proud of myself, not gonna lie. It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker, but it's not in here. And that's truly how I've been feeling. I've also been feeling like a broke bitch who spends money like a rich bitch. And I kind of want to go back to censoring the podcast, because as someone starting off as like a podcaster, I'm aware that like there's a lot more things that can be said on podcasts, but like, because the audience is older, right? Every once in a while, I'll see that I get like 13 to 17 year olds listening to me, because, you know, I can see my analytics and I'm like, babes, what are you doing here? But like by the following week, all those people have dipped off and it's literally nothing but like 18 to 27 year olds listening to me. And I'm like, my people, these are my people. Y'all are here for me. But the aggression, babes. Where are my people born in 1999 who like to be claimed as 90s babies, because we were still born in the 90s, whether you like it or not? 2000s babies, go cry me a river. Cry me a river. Oh. And that's just truly how I'm feeling. And so, yeah, I now have a stack of books on my desk. Oh my gosh, do y'all want to follow me on Goodreads? Y'all can follow me on Goodreads, because I'm trying to do a reading challenge where I read 12 books in a year, because I'm just like, you know, thinking, okay, like 12 books, like that's one each month. And I can do that because I just read poetry books, and poetry books are pretty easy and fast to get through. But I do have some, I'm also reading 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think. And I love that book, but it's a really thick, hefty book. And every once in a while, like, I have to put it down and come back to it, because sometimes I just feel so attacked. But then there's also another part of me that's kind of like, I don't feel like I'm in the right place in life to be listening to these lessons, because I don't feel like these lessons are for me. So I'm 50-50 with the book, but it's truly a great book if you're just trying to like figure yourself out. I would say it's good for people in their 20s, because, you know, like, we're young. Everyone keeps telling us you need to live it up in your 20s, but like, we're all sitting here like, babes, I'm stressed. I'm trying to figure out how to find a job that makes enough money for me to move out and be comfortable and not living paycheck to paycheck. I'm trying to figure out like the dating scene, because I'm so young and I want to date, or I'm young and I've never been in a relationship and I want to date. I'm trying to figure out my sexuality. I'm trying to figure out what I like in life, what I hate in life. I'm trying to figure out my passions. I'm trying to figure out my dislikes. It's just trying to like figure who the hell you are. And every time you think you have a good concept of that, something like comes along and like hits you in the face, and you realize everything you thought about yourself was completely wrong. And so it's a lot of trial and error, and like you just hate it. You're stressed, you're constantly crying. I don't know where this whole thing of like you thrive in your 20s came from, because y'all are liars. Y'all are fucking liars. And I hate every single one of you for saying that. So highly recommend for people in their 20s, because it just kind of helps you like change your mindset. I mean, it is called 101 Essays that Will Change the Way You Think, but it's just to kind of like, it gives you the reality checks that you need. And it just kind of, I don't know, maybe there is someone out there who needs this, you know, like you really do have to put your guard down when reading this book, I will say. And also, when it comes to self-help books, I'm like 50-50 on them, because I do read a lot of them. I really do enjoy self-help books. You know, I'm always looking to better myself. But if you're someone like me who reads a lot of self-help books, you realize that things that like everybody's self-help books, there are certain topics that can like overlap and they have the same perspective, but like different authors have different perspectives on the way you should think. And so you kind of can read every self-help book with a grain of salt and recognize that like, if you truly don't believe that, then like, don't believe it, you know? Don't take it at face value and be like, yes, this is the way I need to live. I never believe this, but like this author is saying this. And like the girl who wrote this, her name is Brianna West. Anyone who's named Brianna, listen, I support you. I support you through thick and thin, sickness and health. We are together forever. And like, I'll support everything that a Brianna says. Scratch that. Because I know there's at least one Brianna out here in the world just causing havoc among people. And you suck. You truly suck. I hope you know that. But the rest of the Briannas, how y'all doing? Y'all are my babies. Y'all are my ride or dies. Y'all are my one and onlys, my cinnamon apples. And she, Brianna West, the author, she says some truly amazing things that I'm like, I needed to hear. I needed this reality checks. And then there's other things that, like, I read from her and I'm like, I want to accept this because, you know, I like to recognize that I'm human and I can be wrong and sometimes I need to be humbled and put in my place. But like, I just can't get behind this. I can't stand behind this and I don't believe it. And, you know, maybe there is going to be a situation in my life where I'm going to be like, oh, Brianna was right. Okay, Brianna West was right. Thank you. Thank you so much for trying to warn me. Had to learn that lesson the hard way. And so just live, laugh, love, and try your hardest. Just truly try your hardest in these streets. So highly recommend. And then the other, like, actual, like, book that's not a poetry book that I'm reading is The Ride of a Lifetime by Robert Iger. Every time I say his last name, I'm just like, that's racist. He's a white man. He should not have that name. But it's Iger, I-G-E-R. And he's been, well, when he published this book, he was the CEO of Disney for 13 years. And there's a part in the book where he's like, and he's still currently the Disney CEO. And so he's just writing about how he got to that position, how he literally started from like nothing, just like working at a news broadcast station, just doing, you know, teleprompter stuff, to like literally becoming the CEO of Disney. And like, in hindsight, you're like, okay, it kind of makes sense, right? Because you're in the right field, like you're in the right career field. But how do you go from that to that, right? Apart from being a white man with a white privilege, babes, how did that jump happen? And so he explains it in depth. And then he also explains like what it's like being a leader and trying to lead people and trying to be the best leader that you can possibly be. Because, I mean, I've experienced different leaders in my life, and there are some that are better than others. Like, straight up, there are some that are 100% better than others. But then also, like, also being in leadership positions, you recognize that like you might have a way of like leading people that works for you, that seems to be like the best overall for you. And then like you get to a new group of people and you have to change the way that you lead them, just in different leadership roles, whether that's a manager, that could literally like go for being a mom. Like, you're literally leading your kids into this world and like trying to teach them, okay, not just a mom. Okay, I might have a few fathers listening, but you know, just being a parent, you're trying to lead people and show them how to grow up. So like, just any position where people have to look up to you and listen to you. And it, like, some techniques work better than others. Some people need tough love. Some people will literally cry if you look at them and say you did something wrong, and they just break down because they're sensitive. And so it's just kind of like learning to navigate those waters, learning to be the middleman, learning to like be able to put your foot down, not necessarily like rule with an iron fist, but like be able to put your foot down and people listen to you, but also not being so demanding and like such a, ooh, I'm the boss, I'm the leader, that like people feel like they can't come to you and speak up to you when there's issues. Because at the end of the day, you might be a leader, but you're also a person and you're leading other people. And in the grand big scheme of things, like, yes, you have done things and worked harder than them to get where you are, but there's still people who work every day and like work for you and try super hard. So like, you can't just disrespect them and just be like, whatever, you're not the CEO. And so I'm really enjoying the book, you know, but also recognize it's a very biased book. Okay, you know what? I mean, it is, because he's like literally writing about his leadership skills, but he just, there's a point where he talks about the different leaders that he's had in his life and why he thought one was bad and one was good, and like what he learned from both of them to become the leader he is today, which is why I just truly love that book. Because I'm just like, I just want to be in positions where I can be a leader, but I also want to be the best leader I am, because I don't want to hurt anyone, you know. I don't want to make people's lives miserable. I don't want people to literally like hate being around me and working with me because they're like, yo, she might be the boss, but like, she sucks, you know? Okay, Brianna, I'm gonna let you finish, but all I can think about is Euphoria and how crazy Euphoria is getting. As I was watching this, I was watching Euphoria before I came to edit this podcast. So really quick spoiler, like the tintiest of spoilers. Isn't it crazy that Rue is literally taking fentanyl now? Like, what? That was the plot twist that I was not ready for. Like, I know she did it once, but now she's like consistently taking it, and she's definitely going to get killed by that drug dealer, right? Right? We all agree. Okay, cool. She's definitely not making that money back. Okay, back to what I was saying. And I mean, that just goes in any role that I ever want to have in life, because like, no matter what the job is, no matter what I'm doing, I always want to be able to like, I say climb to the top of the ladder, but not in a, I have to have a higher status than everybody. Because no, if I don't fuck with it, then I don't fuck with it. And I'm just going to be like, yo, I'm going to just be a regular schmegular person. But in a sense, it's just like, I always want to be the best at everything that I do. And I always, you know, want to put that good foot forward. So especially if I care about it. If I care about it, I definitely like do want to like climb to the top, because I feel like to me that is like being the best at something you love. So I've been enjoying that book. But yeah, so now I just have three books that I have started and not finished. One that I'm about to start, even though I have three books that are unfinished. So I think I definitely need to pick up one of the ones that I haven't finished yet and finish those to go ahead and add it to the Goodreads. And I was literally about to tell y'all how to find me on Goodreads so we can follow each other and keep up with each other and keep each other accountable and maybe even get book recommendations. Oh my gosh, I also want to read this, Unfuck Yourself, Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Life. I heard that was a really good book. It's another self-help book. Why do I have a headache? There's a book called Euphoria by F.S. Yusof. Okay, anyways. So if you can find me on Goodreads, find me on Goodreads. We'll follow each other. If you follow me, I'll follow you back. Because, you know, I want to see what y'all are reading. I'm curious about y'all's lives. Listen, this is such a one-sided relationship because, like, y'all are sitting here listening to me and I know nothing about y'all. And I want to know everything about y'all. Because as much as you are like, oh, you're a cool girl, I think you're a cool girl or guy or gal or they. Like, I just want to know about y'all, you know? So follow me. If you DM me and tell me that you listen to my podcast, I will 100% follow you back. And I love you. And go follow me on social media. And thank you so much for supporting me, because I've been seeing my numbers go up. So I know there's more and more of you every single day. And it makes my heart so happy. And literally seeing that I have almost hit 1,000 downloads in one day is incredible. And I just remember when I used to pray for numbers like that. I used to pray for times like this to rhyme like this. So I had to grind like that to shine like this. In the matter of time I spent on some locked up shit in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrists. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game. And I say, yeah, I do. If you want it, you got to see it with a clear eye view. God, shawty, she trying to bless me like I said, I chew. But I literally like used to pray for times like this. I'm not going to do it again. But I literally used to pray for numbers like this, and being able to see like my prayers unfold in front of me is truly phenomenal. And so I would just love if you would share this podcast with everyone you know and tell them to listen, because a girl's trying to hit 1,000 downloads in one day and then hopefully go above and beyond that and get to a point where I'm like, guys, I just hit 10,000 downloads in one day, and that's kind of crazy. That's kind of wild. There's a lot of you. I'm nervous. I'm shy. Ooh, stop. I'm shy. She's a shy girl. Eee! But yeah, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful year and a half of podcasting. Yeah, a little over a year and a half, technically a year and 7 months. Been podcasting for a year and 7 months. So my 2-year anniversary of podcasting is coming up. So help me make it special. And I'm already over 40,000 total downloads. And I'm just like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Because that a majority of those downloads came very recently. And I went from getting 130 downloads in 1 week and like being like, yay, this is so depressing. Like literally if I got 200 downloads in 1 week, I was like, ah, it's a good week. I couldn't even see my daily numbers anymore because I was getting 10 downloads a day, 8 downloads a day, 70 downloads a day. And I was like, we're growing. And then it would drop down to like 20 downloads again a day. And I'm like, okay, anyways, I guess I'll just go off myself. I guess I'll just yeetus my soul from this earth. And now I'm getting 5,000 downloads a week. And I'm like, Wow, that's truly exceptional. So I hope you stick around. I hope, because it's going to be a long journey. I'm going to spend a lot of time podcasting. I hope to spend at least half of my life podcasting because I truly do enjoy this. I love talking. Can't you tell? I'm a solo podcaster. Do y'all know how hard it is to sit here and stare at a wall and stare at a computer and just talk to yourself and then be like, was that entertaining? Did I talk to myself in such an entertaining matter that people want to sit down and listen to the entire thing? It's weird, okay? It's weird. And I know you think I'm weird because I do it, but I do it for you because I love you. So I will see y'all next week. Again, my posting schedule is Sunday or Wednesday because school, because I'm a college student, and that's a whole other story for another day. That's another podcast. Hopefully we have a guest next week. I will see you when I see you. Peace, love, and bubble gum. Bye.